Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. Take you for a ride, the most of China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince. Welcome back. We're back on, you know, Ben and Vince show. You know, both of us are still alive and none of us are dead, so suck it.
I mean, Vince thinks he's alive, but you know, if you can call that living, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever.
So, how's your broken legs?
They're not broken. I'm fine.
Didn't you like break your leg or something? Your arm?
No.
Jumping out a window, or being pushed out a window.
I am jumping out the window.
Don't say it.
Window.
Don't, please do not. So how's your t-shirt, Vince?
What t-shirt? How do you know about my t-shirt?
I'm sitting right next to you.
It's pretty great. You can see how great it is.
Well, I want to know your opinion of how great it is.
It's great.
And how much was it?
It was free.
It was free?
Yeah.
And like, how great is it?
It's great.
And like, how much did it cost, though?
It didn't cost anything.
And like, how, what quality is it? What kind of quality?
It's good.
And like, did you have to, I mean, you probably had to pay a lot for that kind of quality, right?
Nope.
No?
No.
Like, how much? $10?
Zero.
Zero?
Turns out later, people were buying them.
So you got the good deal, then.
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Congratulations. And I keep an eye out on that t-shirt. Just, you know.
What?
Just saying. What?
What?
Huh?
Are you gonna steal my shirt?
Steal, set on fire. You know, these are all words for the same thing.
You can't
which is
on fire.
Which is killing you.
What? Why what? Are you always trying to kill me?
No, I'm not trying to kill you.
Who is?
Someone I'm hiring.
God.
Haven't you gotten this yet?
Why do you want me dead? What did I ever do to you?
Besides shoot me?
You shot me too. Or something.
Well, I don't know. In the future, so it doesn't count.
I thought we were
but
even.
We're not even, okay? We're at least... I mean, we're at most. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what we are. But that's enough talk of death, though. I mean, well, you know, let's talk about life. You know, for example, I heard that you just gave birth.
Who told you that?
I thought you did.
No, what? This doesn't even make sense.
You were like, I gave birth.
Give birth to what?
To a baby.
A baby? No. I don't have a vagina or any of those parts.
You don't need those.
What?
This is the future.
No, this is the present still.
Right, that makes sense.
We're not in 2085, I mean 2085.
What?
You heard me.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so how's it going?
Pretty good. Mexico,
yeah.
You know, didn't really want to go there, but it wasn't bad.
I felt like there was a little too much danger.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, dangerous, I guess. But, you know.
Elevators everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. There was dangerous something else on Fox 5 the other day.
Oh, man.
I don't remember what. Something ridiculous.
Did it start with a D?
No.
Why can't they do alliteration anymore?
I don't know. They suck.
Yeah, has Fox 5 News gone downhill?
Yeah, just look at it. They don't have that helicopter thing in the beginning anymore.
Oh, no.
It just looks like mini Fox News.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've seen it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've still got plenty of Will Thomas, though.
That's good.
He did a segment on what kind of body language you should use when you're in a job interview.
How does he even know that?
Well, like, he talked to an expert or something.
This would seem to be the thing, the type of report for which he is least qualified.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe giving the news is a different set of body language than interviews.
Yeah, apparently.
So, like, okay, so what's the, you know, what's the secret?
There's, like, a bunch of little stuff, like, you know, keep your hands folded in your lap, but if you're at a table, you should put your hands on the table, because otherwise it looks like you're hiding something.
Doesn't it look weird if you put your hands on the table? Looks like you're, like, you know, grabbing onto the table in case you, like, fall
no,
over.
You, like, fold them on the table or something.
That's pretty weird. What if it's, like, a tall table, you know?
Whatever. And then there was, like, make an imaginary triangle between the person's eyes and nose and always look inside the triangle.
What?
Yeah. And then it was,
It's a good thing they said imaginary, otherwise people would probably be, like, taking Sharpies to the interview.
And then there's, like, you know, posture and stuff. And she says, if you want to, you know, show that you agree with something they said, or, you know, that you understand or something, then you should nod your head, but nod it 3 times and then stop. Exactly 3 times.
Exactly 3 times.
Yeah.
What happens if you nod too many times?
Then it seems like you'll agree to anything.
And too few?
I don't know.
Seems like you'll agree to nothing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad that, you know, they put this on because it is certainly news.
Yeah. They have too many, you know, too much time to fill, you know. They
got clearly.
The news now, it's at 5, at 6, at 10, at 11, like.
Not that much stuff happens.
Yeah. And now how are they going to compete with the Jay Leno show or whatever the hell it's called?
Whatever the hell it's called.
What is it called?
Yeah. I don't know. Jay Leno on primetime.
The
Jay Leno
Griffin
Experience.
Show?
What?
The Merv Griffin Show?
What about it?
Is that what it's called?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe, like, you know, Jay Leno Does America. Jay Leno is a dick.
Jay Leno Night in America, that's what it should be called.
Have you watched Bingo Night in America?
No. I was referring
Oh.
to Football Night in America.
Okay, well, I'm referring to Bingo Night in America, which is a great show, but not as good as the show that comes on after, which is Lingo.
Oh, you're watching some GSN?
I'm watching some GSN, that's
I was
right.
watching Lingo, and the guy said, "No, that's wrong." And then he found out that it was a word. And he was like,
Eh.
"Oops."
Nice. Lingo is a great show.
It's probably called, the Evening Show.
The evening show.
Yeah, we got the
Dude,
Today
tonight?
Show, the Tonight Show,
Okay, but
this Evening Show.
tonight, includes like this evening, It's still tonight.
Or how about, Early Night with Jay Leno?
Yeah, the early show. Wait, no,
Yeah,
that's
no,
like on a
it's Early
Friday.
Night with Jay Leno.
Early night.
All right.
Twilight is still too early, I think.
Yeah. All right, let's go to break.
Let's go to break. We'll be back at dusk.
You'll never make it, Francois. Neither will you. Unless my calculations are incorrect, the data processor, where'd you get that pen?
This? Jean-Pierre gave it to me. It's just a ballpoint pen.
Why is it blinking?
I don't know.
Oh! Francois! Cut! 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 Not enough smoke and the snow was too loud. We'll go again right away. I've blown up buildings, hunted sharks, crashed airplanes, and flown helicopters. Anyway, American Express commercial. Here we go. Can I get my snack?
You're eating it.
Making movies. How do you do it? What's it like? Let me just tell these guys one thing. It sounds fake.
Why would I put on a hat? My best friend just got
I'm telling you, it sounds fake. First, think up a good story.
I would like to ask
you
something.
Are you the daughter of the man who loaned us the sports car?
Okay.
Is that the geisha?
Looks good. She was right here.
You know what happened?
What happened? Two, how do you tell it?
Sandy wants to pick another gun.
Can you do a 357 with a bayonet?
Yeah, let's see, why not? I got through your dialogues.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm going with you.
Don't start that again.
You need me. I'm the only one with the code.
That's blackmail.
I guess it works.
What do you think?
I like it. Here she is. This is Lucy. Where were you? We were looking all over the place.
She's a big fan of yours.
Is that true? Next, there's your collaborators. Everybody's got some kind of.
The helicopter set is $15,000.
So we can do that, right?
Wes, no way.
I'll do it. I got it. Save the receipt. I'm gonna sit there.
What are you doing there?
Then you mix it all together, and that's more or less it. My life is about telling stories.
Is my birds?
I think so.
I need those.
My card is American Express.
Came with they man, don't really matter, I don't give a damn. Speak of my name, you seek entertainment. Weekends I land where my label make game. Album title is, the title is right, and you can put eyes on here. Hide your eyes and ears, I'm comfy as Crocs. They talking no eyes are here. How many rappers living they raps?
None.
Who here to bring it all back?
None.
For Lauren, hell of an artist, pick up a song and pick it apart. Jimmy that brought me, dropping in March, giving a headache to all of our offices. We don't acknowledge other performers talking that garbage. Me, I be blogging when I'm recording. They be in love like Lindsay and. I'm so far ahead, you nothing to them, so you on for bread.
Dusk.
Happy dusk. Isn't that usually merry dusk?
Actually, I think it's the least dusk.
Feliz dusk. Feliz Navi dusk. Anyway, where's my where's the otter shooting halos at me? Or whatever.
What?
Was it like the otter? A Kwanzaa otter.
You talking about Alan Langworthy?
What? Why are you talking about Alan Langworthy?
I thought you were talking about him.
No, I'm talking about the Kwanzaa otter. You know?
I'm not familiar with that.
From Curtis?
Never heard of it.
Okay, never mind.
Wow, more and more people are using Skype these days.
Yeah, like 10,501,623 of them.
Wow, you're way off. You're off by like 16 million.
What? There's negative 6 million people using Skype?
There's 10,517,000,000. Okay, you're off by like 16,000.
That's
okay.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
This has been Failing Basic Math with Ben Strauss and Ben Sagard.
So,
let's just try to move on as though that didn't occur. You ever been to Legoland?
No, but I might go to House of Blues.
That's not really the same.
I heard it was the same.
I haven't heard that.
Have you been to Legoland?
No.
Neither have I. Where is it, in California?
I don't know. It's in Legoland, I think.
Don't you have to, like... Like, I feel like if you, like, run into something, it'll just fall apart there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you gotta be careful. It's really just like, for show.
I went to a Lego exhibit at the Children's Museum once when I was little.
The Children's Museum? Like, they have a bunch of stuffed children just, like, set up?
No, it's a museum for children.
Of children.
Did you know the University of Maryland women's basketball team?
Is good?
They're one seed, but their
motto?
They say in the locker room, like, to motivate each other is eat kids.
What?
Eat kids! There's an article about it in the sports section. And they'll use it as, like, you know, extended metaphor to, like, you know, halftime is like, alright, we've eaten the head and the upper torso.
What?
You know, got those juicy eyeballs. We gotta get to the feet.
No.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate.
Dude, eat kids.
I mean, break a leg is one thing, but eat kids?
Eat kids.
I'm not seeing it.
That's true.
It's like, it's illegal.
Mexico.
What?
Not in Mexico.
That's part of why it's so dangerous down there.
Yeah.
Kids can just get eaten.
Have you seen Last House on the Left?
No.
Why not?
That looked pretty dumb.
No, it didn't.
Okay, have you seen it?
No. Just because it's a horror movie doesn't mean it looks dumb.
I mean, it looks dumb.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
So, what's the sequel to that going to be called?
It's a remake.
Second to Last House on the Left? I guess that would be a prequel.
Last House on the Right.
Yeah.
They'll actually just show the whole movie mirrored.
Yeah. Some of the dialogue about, like, you know, you're left-handed, you do it, won't make a lot of sense anymore.
Yeah. Also, the part where they say Last House on the Left.
They never say it in the movie.
Yes, they do. You obviously didn't watch the trailer.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, that looked dumb.
No.
You didn't see the trailer.
I have seen the trailer. It's like those guys who, like, they kill this girl or, like, they hurt or rape her or something. But then, like, they go to the house where she lives, which is, I guess, the last house
on the left.
On the left. And then they get beat up or something. I don't know. It's confusing. Looks, it's, you know, too confusing for me.
You got Tony Almeida. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who sucks?
I don't know who sucks.
Soulja Boy, that's who sucks.
I mean, is this news?
No. I'm just putting it out there.
No, it's not news, so it's the kind of thing you would see on Fox 5 News. But, yeah.
He's known...
What?
As Soulja... Anyway.
Okay. How does he see, you know?
Who?
Soulja Boy.
You mean, how does he see?
I mean, like, with those glasses.
Glasses?
Sunglasses.
Does he wear sunglasses?
With the words Soulja Boy written on them?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't know. I promised myself I wasn't going to bring this up, but you seem to have led me into it. Do the stanky leg. That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Are you serious?
Well...
I mean, okay, yeah, it was the stupidest thing ever. But it was awesome.
That's the worst name for a dance. That was the worst dance. It was the worst song. I don't know. Everything about it.
That was the jam of March. March is over now.
Yeah, so. Right. So we don't need to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, the jam of April is awesome.
I mean, I'll agree without... I'll agree on probation or something. Provisionally.
No. It's so good. It's so good. It's easily the best song of the year, aside from I'll Be in the Sky.
It's easily the best song of April.
It's easily the best song of...
Tomorrow.
Actually, you know what? I'll Be in the Sky came out in 2008, I think.
Oh.
So it's the best song of 2009.
So far.
Best song of 2009.
So far.
So far.
Well, that's it's good to hear.
Yeah.
It's good to hear that someone has already selected a best song of 2009.
So far.
So far.
Yeah.
Let's go on the best song of 2009 safari. I'm sorry.
See, what was it before this? Nothing really good came out. Until now. Until now.
This summer. The summer. What are you doing this summer?
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
Well, I have to hear back.
Yeah. I have to hear back from you.
What are you doing? Are your plans continue? Are you... Why are you so interested in my whereabouts?
Well, basically, I just want to know where your shirt is going to be.
My God!
All right, don't be too worried. I mean, you know, by the time you realize anything, it'll be too late.
No!
It's not too late yet. But you can't do anything to stop it.
Damn it!
So it is too late.